Yetoshma, the Yomar Rabbi, Omar Rabbi Chiya, Pa Machas Holach Rabbi Lamokim Echad. Rabbi went to a place. For all Mokum Dokhlak Talmidim. As he saw a Rebbe given a shear, that the Talmidim had no place to sit there. V'yotzel ha-soda. So what did Rebbe do? He went out to the field. O'motzah soda malaya oimrim. He saw a field full of bundles of tfuah. V'imor Rebbe kol ha-soda kula. And Rebbe cleaned out the whole soda himself to make room for the Talmidim. Instead of being stuffed up in a small room, he told them, here's a nice big open place in the field. Go learn there. As a chura shema mina of you both. Hakelu for Yorchim, Eshton, you see, you're allowed to clean up as much as you want, depending upon the Yorchim. And the Chur should also be a raya that one person could do it all. For Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rabbi Ishiya, the Maisel said this, Pam Achaz, Holach Rabbi Chiyah, Lamokim Echad, for Ruah, Mokim Dachal, the Talmidim. For Yotzel, he saw the Motzah, saw the Malaya Oimrim, he saw a field, but full of bundles, full of Tfuah. For Yimah, Rabbi Chiyah, Kol HaSad HaKula, and he pulled off the Tfuah, not pulled off, he cleaned off the bundles. The Drashi of Imar means, he cleaned away the bundles, the caramelist heavy. It was a caramelist, a chura, how you let it carry. So Drashi of a pochus and daladamis. Each bundle he carried less than daladamis, he put it down, and then he carried it more. That's a chiddush. It's about this Ledvar mitzvah, you're allowed to carry pochus. Even though stamazoi, you're not allowed to carry pochus, b'shus rabim, or even a caramelist. If you have a chepis there, you're not allowed to like walk less than daladamis, put it down, then walk again. Only Ledvar mitzvah is it mutter. There is called the Dvar Mitzvah, the Tzarech the Talmidim to learn. So the Mara Shema Mina HaKol for Yorchim. So you have a Rai here that you're allowed to clean out as much room as you need. If you have like 20 Talmidim here, you're allowed to clean out a whole Soda to make room for all the Talmidim. So the Mara, but we are dying to be to Berlach. I still have the first Shaila, the second Shaila. Chad Gavra Mefan Lelekula, when you want to clean out like 20 barrels, can one person do for everybody? Or Dilma Kol Gavra Gavra Mefan Lenafshe. No, each person has to clean out for himself. It's a chloride from here also. Toshima. V'yimor Rebbe. It says chlor Rebbe cleaned out the whole soda. So the mashma, one person is allowed to clean out everybody. For the Gemara, the time of that is svarim. Rebbe, but the nafshe yimor. That is svarim that Rebbe himself cleaned out the bundles. That's not mistab that the Rosh Hashiva himself did it. El etziva v'yimor. It's talking about he told other people to do it. But it was done because he told them to do it. It could be Rabbi Taka told five different Talmidim to do it. Or else Rabbi told each Talmud, you know what? Let's go out of the field now, a nice big open field, and everybody clean out the place for himself. I think that's what we pass also. That everybody, one person can't clean out more than four or five bundles. Each one has to do for his own place. Right. Mifnei Orchim. So Mishnah says the Chiddush, you're allowed to clean out these barrels for Tzarech Orchim. So the Morim Rabbi Yechanan. And the Mishnah Tzaraya, Gidoylo Hachnosas Orchim, Ki Ashkomas Beis HaMedrash. That the mitzvah of Hachnosas Orchim is just as great as coming to learn Ashkomas Beis HaMedrash. What's the Raya? Because the Mishnah says, Diptoni, Mifnei Orchim, or Mifnei Bito Beis HaMedrash. The Mishnah says there are two reasons that you're allowed to do this Tircha on Shabbos. You're allowed to do the Tircha either because you have guests over, or else Mishum Bito Beis HaMedrash. Mashma, both mitzvahs are equal adodi. So the mitzvah of Achnos Sarchim is just as great as the Indian of learning Torah. For Abdimim and Adoy Yoma, for a bigger, Yosem Yashkamas Beis HaMedrash. You know, it's even a bigger schus than Ashkamas Beis HaMedrash. Tiktoni Mifnei Orchim, for Hodim of Nebito Beis HaMedrash. As the Mishnah first says, the Heter of Orchim, Mashma, that's the bigger mitzvah. And then it says, Mishum Bito Beis HaMedrash. So some want to learn, Bito Beis HaMedrash doesn't really mean out the extra learning Torah itself. I mean, they would have been learning anyway. It just means that Zoyi could learn Varavchis, like the Heter of the Mishnah is, that they shouldn't be learning Doch squash together. You're allowed to clean out the place, there they should learn Varavchis. So Hachnosas Orchim is greater than its Indian of learning Varavchis. Go upon with the big mitzvah, Hachnosas Orchim. Nomar, Omer Rabbi Yehudu Amar Rav. It's interesting. The Mechava Paskins, really, who's called Hachnosas Orchim? He says Hachnosas Orchim, Orch means a guest you have that doesn't have a house in this city. Like he's from someplace else, he has no place to stay, he's staying by your house, that's called Nerich. But look, so you want to invite your next door neighbor over to your house to eat, that's not called Achnos Zorchim. Could be still a mitzvah to do, Mishum Reyes. Like over on Achnos Zorchim, you wouldn't have the head to this mission here. Achnos Zorchim means you have a guest over here that has no place else to eat, so he has to eat by you. So merely allow to clean out your place to let him eat. But this time you want to invite your next door neighbor over and you don't have room for him, so don't invite him over right now, you don't have room for him. That wouldn't be a head to Achnos Zorchim. Because Achnos Zorchim means that the Oirich doesn't have a place to eat, and his only place to stay is by you, so then you have the Heter. Omer Rav Yudam Arav, Gidoyla Hachnosas Orchim Meakpolas Pnei Shechina. it's a bigger inyan to the achdas sarchim than to be makabel to be in front of a kodesh baruch hu. The chesed says by Avraham Avinu, "Vayomer imno matzos tichem b'yanecha ano savor." That so this man yom it's machleikus. The Tais speaks out. Kisova command yom b'shvuas daya shem kodesh. It is that Avraham was talking to kodesh baruch hu. Some say no, he was talking to the Malachim. But our Gemara now is going that Avraham Avinu was talking to Kodesh Baruch Hu and telling Hashem, wait for me, I have to go be Mekabel the Achdasas Orchim. So you see, it was Kedai for Avraham Avinu to leave alone Kodesh Baruch Hu and to go do the mitzvah Achdasas Orchim. So Achdasas Orchim is greater than Ninyan of Mekabel Pnei Shechina. Omer Rebbe Loza, Bo V'Rosh Lokim Nitzah Kodesh Baruch Hu Minitz Bosa B'dom, that Eibishter has bigger midas than we have. Midas Vosav Adam in Kotim Yochul Ain Kotim Yochul Laimul Godel Hamtim Ad Shavi Eslecha. Usually, if you have a great person next to you and you want to talk to a small person, you don't tell the great person, wait, I have to talk to somebody else. You leave the small person alone and you take care of the Godel. V'ilu v'akadosh baruch hu nitazoi ha'ksev ha'yomer that Avram said imno mitzosi that Avram told the Kodesh Baruch Hu, even though Avram was talking to Hashem, he told Hashem, wait please, I have to go take care of these urchim. And when Avram didn't know the malachim, Avram thought there were some Arabs there, mamish ketanim. Still it was that's the meaning of Kodesh Baruch Hu, take care of others. Om Rabbi Yehuda Bashayla, Om Rabbi Asim Rabbi Yechinen, Shisha Dvorim Odom Eichel Perosem Be'olam Azeh V'akeren Kiyemet Olam Abur. The six mitzvahs, you get Karen Kayem, you get Perasein Be'olam Azeh. And that's the Kiddush. Even though we hold Tzchar B'hayal Maleka, but at Koponim you get some Tzchar Be'olam Azeh. You get from these Zachin, you get something. So Toiz learns the Pshat, the Mor Gdushin says, Perakam Gdushin Meforesh Dainu, Yemoysa Shkula Machras, the Tzchar Mitzvah B'hayal Maleka. Just means that Luyit Suyidin is that you're a Machzer and a Machzer, and you have these mitzvahs with you, so these mitzvahs will be Machriel Akavzchus. Because the real schar you don't get. But other people say that these mitzvahs are mitzvahs achesed. Mitzvahs achesed, there are perasein b'olam azir. Chesed is you do good to somebody else. The fact you do good, as midi k'neged midi, since you do good to somebody else, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does good back to you, even in this world also. That's called Yoichel perasein b'olam azir. But avada the ikas schar, the Karen Kayem, is after Elam Abo. V'elu heim, what are these six mitzvahs? These all mitzvahs achesed. Hachnosas orchim, v'bikr choylim, v'yin tefillah. So what's the infilled trash in the chavim b'tfilosay? We'll soon see in the Gemara why this is called chesed. If you mind what she means, you daven good with kavona. The yashkom is based on medrash. So what then you come to learn Torah? That's also called chesed. And we once spoke out because the whole world is only existing because people learn Torah. So when you come to learn Torah, your mom is doing the biggest chesed with the whole world. You're making the world exist. That was the Yom HaShisha because Baruch Hu made a time with Maisa Bereishis. If the Klai Yisrael would not learn Torah, there'll be Tov Avo. So the fact we learn Torah, that's doing chesed with the Bria, that's also called chesed, learning Torah. Mainly you get Perasein Be'olam Azeh for Torah. The Amagad Bonam Talmud Torah, that's also B'chlal Talmud Torah. You let your kids learn Torah. Whenever your Chavah did something to you, you don't know if he meant for good or not, you're down the Kav Schus, you're starting within the Kav Schus. So these are all in Yoni Chesed. For the more Eini, for Anan Tanan, Eilu Dvarim Shadam Oise Oisam. People do these mitzvahs for oichel perasein be'olam hazeh. So much more than just these six. Va'akeren kiyemus elam abo, and you get tzchar elam abo. V'eluhem, what do we have in the Mishnah Peyah? Is v'eluhem kivid avim or gemilas chasodim v'yavor shalom shebein odl mechaveroi v'talmud Torah k'neged kulam. So churahana yin midiachrin aloy, and this is the kasha. It's mashm only these and nothing else. Churahsastira, you say six, and here we have different ones. The cheshbon doesn't stim. And the Gemara. Hani name begmilas chasodim shaychi. Teretz is no stira. They're all bechlal gemilas chasodim. So Rashi Yochi says, Hani name behani shaychi. Hachnosas orchim uvikar choylim haino gemilas chasodim. Vi and tefilas the Rashi haino bechlal gemilas chasodim. If you daven good, it's also called gemilas chasodim. So Rashi Yochidish. The Chesed, the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Goymel nafsha yis chesed. That a person, if the chesed, does good to his own nefesh. How do you do good for your own nefesh? Take care of your nefesh. Daven the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's the way you take care of your own nefesh. So by davening to Hashem, that's called you're taking care of your nefesh. That's also called the Baal Chesed. Hashkom is based on Medrash, V'gil Dubon Matamot Torah, Hainu Talmud Torah. That goes B'chlal Talmud Torah, that the Mishnah says. Dan Haschavir L'Kav Zchus, B'chlal Havoy Sholem. That's B'chlal what the Mishnah says, Havoy Sholem. Temiteich Shum Achri L'Zchus. Since you think whatever somebody does to you is a Kav Zchus, V'yoma Loichot Ali, V'zois, he didn't mean to do bad to me. Honest saw you, it was an honest in his part. Or the Toiva the Skav, even though he did something that I think is bad, really he was Meskav on the Toiva, yeah, Shalom B'nayim. The person thinks like that to retain Shalom between the two of them. Rav Yechon the Farish Lahach. Awesome. That's what Rav Yechon says six. He's not saying a new klal. He's saying his six is the Bechlal Gimel the Masnis Nesmaya Lahanech Vov. Rav Yechon is saying his six mitzvahs are Bechlal, the three mitzvahs of the Mishnah. Vikonam il Chavar Avein, Rav Yechon is polygalei. Rav Yechon is also masking to the mitzvah Kibur Avein that says in the Mishnah. There's not the Mechulik. Rav Yechon is just saying his six mitzvahs are Bechlal, Talmud Torah and Gimel Chasodim. Tana Rabbonin, Hadan Chaver Lekav Schus. If your Dan Yechav Lekav Schus, we'll soon see Meisim about this. Is Dona Meislin the Schus. The Yebisht is also Daniel Lekav Schus. O Meisa Biyoda Mecha. It's a Meisa with a person. Sheyorod Miglil Elion. He came out from the Glil Elion. There's a place. Veniskar Eitzel Balabais. And he was hired to work by Balabos. It's a workman came to be worked for Balabos. Is Valos Echod Bedorim. In the Bedorim. Is Sholei Shonim. He worked for Mamash 3 years straight. Erev Yom Kippur. Finally came by the third year Erev Yom Kippur. Omoloi. So the poil, the worker, told the Balabos. Give me my pay. I want to go home already. I'll feed my wife. I have children waiting for me. Is the Balabos says, I have no money. After 3 years, Erev Yom Kippur even, I have no money. I'll call upon him. Give me some. Give me Paris. I have no Paris either. Tainly Karka. No, the karka's going to help him. He can't take the karka home with him. No, extra star with the karka. He'll be able to, when he goes home, he'll be able to sell the karka there maybe. No, gave me karka, I'll call upon him. Ainly, I don't have karka either. Tainly behema chotch. Give me a behema. Ainly, chob the kind behema. Tainly karmuk sauce. Give me pillows and blankets chotch. Ainly, chob gone. His show Caleb, this poil, took his bundle, whatever he had there, his tools, and put it on his back. His show Caleb, the Achurim, threw his bundle on his shoulders. He went on feeling very bad. Trashi Batava Nefesh, feeling he was low. As he worked for 3 years, didn't get any pay, he felt very bad. So tomorrow, the Maisa was the Achurim, was after Sukkis. Not the Balabayas and the Balabos woke up. Took his choroi biyod, he took all the money he owed his poyim. The imoy masui gimel chamorim, he had 3 donkeys full of stuff. Echot shemaycha, one was full of food. The echot shemishta, full of drinking. The echot shemine megodim, nice megodim with nice clothing on what? Sweets, nice things, specialties. For holach leila base, the balabos went to this poyim. Achash ochel v'shosse. After they had the big suda together, nothing was choroi. Then the balabos came and gave him his money. The time before when you asked me, Erev Yom Kippur, to give me your pay, and I told you, I don't have any money, but what did you think about me then? Well, I wonder, what did you think about me then? How were you chosh of me? Were you down with the kav schus or not? Is Amarti, I thought in my mind, Shema Pramakti Bezul Nizdamna. Maybe you had a tremendous business deal. Imamish, you got $1,000 thing for $100. A gewaltig, a good business deal. Look, lakachta behem, and merely used all your money to buy this good deal. That's why you had no money left over to give me. When I told you I have no animals, what do you think about me then? Amarti, you told me shema maskeres biadachirim. Maybe put now they're all rented out to other people. That's why you can't give it to me. When I said I have no karka to give you, what do you think about me then? Amarti shema maskeres biadachirim. Maybe also they're rented out to other people. Mukheris Rashi said that shenoisno lechaveroid bekach bekach krum l'shona. It's a type of renting it out that I'll let you use my karka, but it's a deal that you have to pay me a certain amount of bushels of the tua come to me, like a pot owner. I'll let you use it, and part of their crop has to come to me. So Mela wouldn't, what? Share crop, right? So Mela, well, it wasn't in my hands not to give you any karka. What did you think about that? Omati shema ena musaris? Maybe he didn't take off Maisa from them yet. That's why he couldn't give it to me. Maybe punk before I came to you, you're makdish all your kelim to Shemayim. Everything was hegdish. And Yitaka had no new kelim. That's what he thought. As Ksaydi, he was thought of him only lekav schus. This is called being done some lekav schus. Ad kedekach. How much merit is Maisa here? Not to think of such things. Omalei, so the Balabos answered back to the poll, you should know, ho avoided loshen like loshen shvua, kach hoya. Exactly what you said, that's exactly what happened. The reason why I had no money was I used all my money up that day in a tremendous deal. And I was makdish all my nechosim and I had nothing to give you. Kachoya, hedarti kol nechosai bishvil hukunas bini.
that punkt I was maktish all my nechosim, because I have a son hurken is b'ni, so yosek b'Torah. He didn't learn Torah. So since he didn't learn Torah, he didn't want his nechosim to go to him. He didn't want his nechosim to go to his own son, after Yerusha, because his son wasn't learning Torah. So he was maktish l'shamayim. But when I went to Chachmei Dorim, they were matter my neder. So now I have money to give you. Viato, the Balabos told him, Shino, Kishem Shadanti Leschus, the same way you would dan me Lekav Schus, Hamokim Yodanois Leschus. The Abish should also always be Daniel Lekav Schus also. Son of Rabbon, another Maisa. Maisa Bechosid Echid. A Maisa with a Chosid. Rashi says always a Chosid is. Mizrashi. Yeah. Rashi, you call Echid Armina Maisi, you have Chosid Echid, or you have Yudav and Bobo, or you have Yudav and Rebbe Loi. So another Maisa Bechosid Echid. Shepodo Ribo Achas. Bas Yisrael. His poda means right, so the goyim captured a girl, and he went and saved her from them. He was pointed him. He redeemed her. When it came to sleep at night, he made the girl sleep with him in his room that night. Ulamocher, the next day, Yorad v'tovo. Before he gave the shear, he went down to the table in the mikvah. V'shonol tamidim. Then he learned the shear to the tamidim. So Tamidim, I say, saw this. Tamidim saw that last night the Rebbe got a girl, and he put her in the same room with him, and the Chura next day went to the mikvah. So Chura, you think that they had Tashrima, she had Zera last night, and that's where he had to go to the mikvah in the morning. So Omalehem, so the Rebbe asked the Tamidim, Bishor Shesh Kivosa Tachas Magloisi, the time when I told this girl, you sleep with me in the room with me, but my Chashtatani, what did you think about me? What were you chashing me? Or Manu, the Tamidim said, Shema Yesh Bono Talmud Shein Abodik. Maybe you, Rebbe, you know that if she wouldn't sleep with you, between the other Talmidim here, there's someone that's not so hugging. There's a Talmud that would have had snus with her. So the Rebbe wanted to save all the Talmidim from this Isha, so the Rebbe put the Isha with him. Weiter. Bishor Shiradati v'tavalti. At the time when I went out to the table in the mikvah. B'macha Shatani. What did you think? What did you think about me? Why am I going to the mikvah? Omarnu, we said, Shem of Nei Terech Haderech Irakeri. He's not chas for shalom, he had nus with the Isha. The stam, since she had a hard day, it could be, as an oinis, could be, you saw Kerry last night. Ira Kerry, the Rebbe. Omel Hems, the Rebbe, yes, the back, Enechanami, Havoy, the Gloshen, Shvua, Kachoya. That was the Maisa. The Atem, and you Tamidim, Kishem, Shadatuni, Lekas Chus, the same way you're done me, Lekas Chus, you should know, Hamokim, you're done Eschem, Lekas Chus. The Abish should also be the Anim, Lekas Chus. Don't say to Kav Schus, it's called man, you don't know Fakert. Always think the person means well. He has some reason why he's doing it. Son of Rabbonim. Pamachas, Hutzrech, Dover, Echod, the Talmid Chachomim. Eitzo, Matruniso, Achas. One time the Talmid Chachomim had to ask something from this great Shiksa, Shakol, Gedele, Roime, Mitsui, Metzah, which was a big Zaino. That all the Gedele, Roime were near this Isha. And sometime, one time the Talmid Chachomim had to ask something from her, had to go to this big Zaino. Is Omrus, the Talmidim ask, Mi Elech, which one of us should go to her? Like, they know it's a sakana to go to a zayin, even though you have to ask her something. Who should go to her? Omer lehem Rabbi Yeshua. Ani yelech, I'll go. Is the maestro holach Rabbi Yeshua with Talmidim? He went with his Talmidim. Kivin shagila pesach beisa. Before he came to the door where she lives, cholat tefillim. He took off his tefillim bracha garbamis. And then they used to always work with the tefillim. Here he took it off, dal ramis away from the door, he took off his tefillim. V'nichnas, he went in, v'nolo delos, and b'fneim. And then he closed the door, the Talmidim were outside, and he went inside to her. Achash yotza, after he came outside, yard v'tovel, right away he went to the mikvah. V'shalom Talmidim, and then he went to give a shir. So the chur of Atri could be choshed that maybe why he went to the mikvah now, because he adds nus with this zoyner, that's why he's going to the mikvah now. V'yom alehem, so the Rabbi Shu asked the Talmidim, v'shor shechalakti tefillin. When I took off my tefillin, what do you think about me? As you can think, maybe I want to have this with her, it's not nice to have with tefillin, so that's why I'm taking off my tefillin. They said no. You're going into this tumadik ish here, it's not nice to walk in there with your tefillin on. He took it off. When I closed the door, what did you think about me? Mustami, you have to talk to something privately. Dover Malchus means something important. They don't want anybody to hear about. So that's why you close the door. Trashi Dvar Malchus, Vitzorach Lalimo, you have to keep it quiet. So you don't want anybody to hear. When I came out and went to the mikvah, what did you think about that? Or Manu, we said, Shema Nitzo Tzinura Mipiho Al Begodov. That maybe some of the spit, when you were talking to her, some spit of her mouth came out and went onto your begodim. Shel Rebbe. And the Locher is the spit of an Amoritz, it has Tumah. Trashi Tzinura Roik. The spit. Now the gozu ala nochrim, shiuk is ovin. The rabbanim made a zera that all the goyim have within like a zav. The chol divrayim. The loch of a zav, when a zav spits, his spit is tummy. So yeah, the isha, she was a nochrius. She also has been a zovon. So maybe some of her spit went onto your bag and it touched you. So melo, the spit is matami you. That's why you went to the mikvah. So he answered back. Omelahem, who avoid the kachoy, I make a shvur and a chanami. That's what happened. The yatim, he gave the bracha also. Kishem to the atuni leschus, the same way you are dan me lekaschus. Yishno hamokim yodin eskom leschus. The ebishu shedan you was lekaschus. Tremendous midah of a dan, have a dan chaver lekaschus. So right. The Mishnah says then, mefanin truma torim. Even though the barrels are full of truma, still it's not muksi, you can empty them out. For the mob shita, avada, why not? The kohen can eat it. Let's richa the mancha biyad Yisrael. We're talking about it's not by the kohen the truma, it's by the Yisrael. Ma the time kibud lechazi leyoser. Since the Yisrael himself can eat the truma, should buy like muksa, kamash malon, kibud lechazi lekohen shapadomi. Since he could give it to a kohen, or he can invite a kohen to his house and give it to him on Shabbos, it's not muksa. Udemai, you're allowed to empty out the barrels full of demai. Divine means perish and water from Namoritz. And metchila as a chumro, you're not allowed to eat it. Because maybe they didn't take off maizus. For the gemara demai, you're not allowed to eat demai. So why isn't it muksum? And the gemara kivon, di boy mafkile lenichsei. If you would be mafkir, or you're nechosim, levi oni, and then you become a poor person, vechazilei, then you would be allowed to eat it. Because we'll soon say the Mishnah says, an oni is allowed to eat demai. Hashtanami chazilei. Now also it's considered chazilei. Now the pshat is, it's called an oichel. Some people are allowed to eat demai. Even though you're not allowed to eat it, but I call upon him, you're allowed to feed it to an oni. The tanan. Ma'achile mesoniim demai. His demai is only yechumrim with the rabbonin. If somebody's an oni, the rabbonin will make of him to eat demai. So since you're allowed to feed it to an aniim, it's not called muksa. V'yes achsanoim demai. Who was in if you have achsanoi? Here means if the malchus sends the army men. And they come to the houses, the shtegel was, you had to feed them, you had to feed the army men demai. V'yom ravuna tona v'sham yoyim ein machil mesanim demai, v'sachsanoi demai. V'sil loyim yoyim machil mesanim demai, v'sachsanoi demai. And Allah is like Beisilu, so according to Beisilu, you're allowed to feed an oni and an achsanoi, an army man, you're allowed to feed them demai, so it's not called muksa on Shabbos. Because I call upon him, since some people could eat it, it's called a meichel. Or meiser rishon shenit the trumasa. Mishnah that meiser rishon that the Levi took off trumas meiser, it's not muktzah, so you're allowed to touch it. But the meiser pshita, if you took off trumas meiser, anybody could eat the meiser now. Meiser rishon, anybody could eat. Lo etzuricha shekdimu bishibolim. The chiddush is the Levi took it when it was still in the stalks. Ve'not lehemenu trumas meiser. For lo not lehemenu trumu gdela. That's the chiddush. Even though usually matchila the seder is when you have wheat stalks, first you take off truma gedola, you give to the kohen, then you take off 1/10 mice, you give to the Levi. Here we're talking about the Levi chapsich and took the 1/10 the way it is before they took off truma gedola. They didn't take off truma gedola yet. The Levi got it, and now the Levi just took off truma smaiser. And the chiddush is v'chihod yamar bavua. That in such a case is mutter for Levi to eat it. Amar Resh Lakish. The what? Meister Rishon, Shek Dimo Bishiboylim. If the Levi got the Meister Rishon, the stalks of Tvua, when it was still in stalk, it wasn't Miruach, it wasn't put into the Oitzer that you made a Gemar Malach in Miruach, because then it's Mechuyiv in Truma. But before it was Miruach, before you like smoothed down the pile, it was just in the stalks. You gave the stalks of Tvua to Levi. Shek Dimo Bishwalim is put in the Truma Gedolah. In such a case, you should know the Levi is allowed to eat it now, even though we didn't take off Truma Gedolah. Shenem and Apostle says, Rei Meisim Menu Truma Sashem, Meisim in a Meisim. First you give Trumas Hashem in Trum Gedolah, then from the Mice you take off Trumas Meiser, Meiser Min HaMeiser. So we dashin, Meiser Min HaMeiser Mat L'cho. Once it has a Shem Meiser, Yoni Abchiv, take off one time Trumas Meiser. Veloi Trum Gedolah, Trumas Meiser Min HaMeiser. But you never have a Chiv to take off both from Meiser. You can't have a Chiv to take off Trum Gedolah and Trumas Meiser. So Melo, once the Levi got it, when it was B'Shibolim in the stalks, even though Trum Gedolah was not taken off, he's possible to take off Trum Gedolah. Before he gave it to Levi, he should have. But if he didn't, he gave it to Levi, he's potter now. From the tfuah that Levi got, this tfuah that Levi got, he's allowed to eat. Yeah. The rest of the balabos has about he has to give, yeah. The rest of other. Omalei ha-popol ha-bayi yihoch yevazoid afilu vimu b'kri. Lach is not like that. Let's say the balabos took this tfuah and made the wheat into wheat already, and he made gemar malacha means kri. Kri usually means you made a pile and smoothed out the pile of wheat. At that point, midiraisi and mechuyot to give truma gedolah. The kasher is maybe even at such a point, Namid lifter, and the Baal HaBos didn't take off Shum Gedolah, but he gave it the way it is now to Levi, as Meister. Why isn't he potter there also? And there the Loch is Yitzchai, but Shum Gedolah, the Teretz is, Omalei, Lech Omechor, the Pasuk says, Mikol Matnoseichem Terimu, that there's an extra Pasuk that says, no, you have to give off Shumah. So one place you do have to give off Shumah, and one place not. For the Gemara, my rice, mechatesi, which one yes, which one no? Ha yidgun v'hai lo yidgun. His when by the Baal HaBos came into idgun, means you made into a kri, you like smoothed down the pile of tfuam. So that's called dogun, that the rice says you have to take off chumug from this. So once the chiv was chal, you can never take off the chiv. But if you gave the Levi, the Meiser, before it became the Kree, when it's still Bishibolim, so even though if you want, you could take off Shumah Gedolah, but there's no Chiyah to take it off yet. So since the Chiyah wasn't Chal, and Echnami the Chiyah is like a never Chal. Vaito Meiser Sheni. You're allowed to eat, you're allowed to touch these barrels full of Meiser Sheni. But the more Vaito Pshita, why not? But you appoint the Meiser Sheni. But there it is, you only appoint the Karen, the value of the Meiser Sheni itself, of a Vloinosin Esachoymish, but you didn't pay the extra fifth. And how come Ashton, the Enchemish market, even though by Maisi Shein of the Loch Riz, if you want to be Poydirid, you have to give money instead, not just the Demei of the apples. If the apple just says worth $5, you have to put $6 there. You have to give another Chemish. There, he gave $5 instead of the apples. He was Poydir the apples, but he didn't give the extra dollar for the Chemish. Kamashton, the Chemish is not market. Vaitel, he had Turmis Hayavish. If he has this dried out Turmis, also you could touch it on Shabbos. So the Gemara Dafki Yavish, this Turmis is a type of a vegetable, only if it's dried out. But if it's still wet, still dry, still fresh, then it's muksa. Why? My time akiva demora loyachle. Since it's very, very bitter, Joshi demora shumar. It's bitter, it's not edible the way it is now. You first have to cook it. I think the Gemara brother says you cook it like seven times, you have to cook it. So now you can't cook it on Shabbat the way it is now, it's not edible, it lies muksa. The Mishnah says that if you have these barrels full of tevel, then you can't move it on Shabbos. Because it lies muksa. But the Gemara Pshita, Avad, the Tevel means you have Tfuah, you didn't take off Truma Maises yet, Avad, you're not allowed to eat it, Avad, it's Muksa. What's the Chiddush in the Mishnah? And the Gemara, Latzricha, Betevel, Tovu, Medrabonin. The Chiddush is even though it's only Yechiv, Medrabonin. What's the case? Shezorah, Be'otzis, Shena Nokiv. That you planted these vegetables or fruits in a flower pot that doesn't have a hole on the bottom. So therefore it's only Mechuyim, Medrabonin. That's the Chiddush, even though it's only an Issim, Medrabonin, still it's called Muksa on Shabbos. Because Lamaisa, you're not allowed to eat this peris now till you take off Truma Samaisa. Since you can eat it, it's not edible, it's not called an Eichel, it lies Muksa. V'loi b'maisa rishon, sh'loi not the Trumosai. Maisa rishon, you didn't take off the Trum Gedolah. For the more pshita, avadavit sosi, you didn't take off Trum Gedolah. Loi tzricha, shekbima b'kri. I say the case is,